Comedy. First used in the 14th century, the word comedy originally meant a drama or epic story with a happy ending. How comedy evolved to include jokes, pratfalls, and witty pronouncements about the madness of politicians is in itself an epic story. But suffice it to say that today, comedy is one of society's favorite sauces on the bland, relentless pasta of everyday life. And comedy, like pasta sauce, comes in many different flavors. Over the next few weeks, North Bay Theaters are offering a buffet of comedic choices from the crude to the classy. Pegasus Theater, housed in a nicely compact space in a corner of the historic Rio Nido Lodge, a few miles past Santa Rosa in the lovely river town of Rio Nido, is currently presenting The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, which takes some of the greatest literature of all time and squeezes it into a funny, flatulent whoopee cushion of a show, as three bold but clueless actors attempt to perform 37 plays in 97 minutes. Directed by Nick Christensen and featuring Matthew Cadigan, Clint Campbell, and Freddie Lambert, the loosely constructed show has been a sure crowd pleaser since portions were tested out at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair in the early 1980s. There is no plot, and even the plots of the plays they attempt to perform are reduced to mere setups for punchlines, which is to say, it's a blast. The cast's unflagging energy and knack for the off-the-cuff improv makes watching the show a bit like watching caffeinated monkeys dance blindfolded on a tightrope. Complete Works runs one more weekend at Pegasus Theater, pegasustheater.com. At Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, there are two very different flavors of comedy on the menu, one old and one new. Not that comedian Will Durst is a spring chicken or anything, but his new one-man show, Boomer Raging, is definitely younger than Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Both are on stage this weekend, and both are hilarious. Durst, best known for his sharp-witted political commentary, is now looking for laughs in the fact that the baby boomer generation is aging, and not always gracefully. The show includes inspired bits about all the inventions and practices younger folks will never get to experience, which the baby boomers did, including the indispensable art of rewinding a cassette tape with a pencil. He describes the process of evolving from someone who once knew where all the 24-hour restaurants were in the area to a guy who has no idea what's open late but does know where all the public restrooms are within a 20-mile radius of his home. Boomer Raging runs just twice this weekend, on Thursday and Sunday nights. And on Friday and Saturday nights and Sunday afternoon, director Elie Lichtenstein has unleashed one of the best operatic productions in Cinnabar's recent history, which is saying something. The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart is not just packed with gorgeous music, it's got sex too, and lots of it. Everything from erection jokes and spanking to smutty rhymes, cross-dressing, and randy servants, served up in four acts that make 3 hours and 15 minutes seem like binge-watching a great comedy series in a single afternoon. The excellent cast of singers are also first-rate comedians, and it's all presented in English, so you will get every joke. The Marriage of Figaro runs through June 15th at Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.